O wisdom, coming forth from the mouth of the Most High, pervading and permeating all creation, you order all things with strength and gentleness. Come now and teach us the way to salvation.
Come, Lord Jesus. O Adonai, ruler of the house of Israel, you appeared in the burning bush to Moses and gave him the law on Sinai. Come with outstretched arm to save us.
Come, Lord Jesus.
O root of Jesse, rising as a sign for all the peoples, before you early rulers will keep silent and nations give you honor. Come quickly to deliver us.
Come, Lord Jesus.
O key of David, scepter over the house of Israel, you open and no one can close. You close and no one can open. Come to set free the prisoners who live in darkness and the shadow of death.
Come, Lord Jesus.
O radiant dawn, splendor of eternal light, Son of justice, come, shine on those who live in darkness and in the shadow of death.
Come, Lord Jesus.
O ruler of the nations, monarch for whom the people long, you are the cornerstone uniting all humanity. Come, save us all, whom you have formed out of clay.
Come, Lord Jesus.
O Emmanuel, our sovereign and lawgiver, desire of the nations and savior of all, come and save us, O Lord our God.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Let us pray together. Holy God, our hope and strength, by the power of your Spirit, prepare the way in our hearts for the coming of your word, so that we may see the glorious signs of your promise fulfilled. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
My battery's dead, right?
Thank you. call goes out to worship Christ the King, the Messiah. Just as the heavenly hosts have worshiped the triune God since ancient times, may we worship him together.
Just as the shepherds were astonished at the angel's news, may we be awed by the presence of the incarnate Son of God.
Just as the Magi left their contemplation to seek the Messiah, may we seek to worship him.
And just as Simeon and Anna recognized his sudden appearance on earth, may we experience the fulfillment of our hope and expectation in the person of Christ as we worship together.
The voice of God was silent. No prophet of God had spoken for 400 years. The ancient prophecies remained, and the people of God waited for the promised Messiah, but they were weary.
But God had planted a fresh hope in some: Zechariah and Elizabeth, Simeon, Anna, and Joseph and Mary.
Through the silence, through the darkness, the hearts of the people cried, "Come, Messiah, come." There was no reason to expect that this night watching the sheep on the hillside near Bethlehem was any different from any other. But when God breaks into our lives, we take notice.
The shepherds were terrified by the sudden appearance of the angel of the Lord, followed by a whole host of angels, announcing the birth of the Messiah, the long-awaited Savior. They soon realized this announcement was a source of joy. Great, great joy.
Our Lord, the 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 Lord, the
shepherds rush to Bethlehem, quickly seeking out Mary and Joseph in the stable. For Mary and Joseph, the night had been filled with uncertainty and expectation. But when the Son of God was born, Mary wrapped him in strips of cloth and laid him on the soft hay of the manger.
As the shepherds entered the stable, Mary picked up her newborn child. The moment held a holy silence, a silence filled with the awe and wonder and joy to be in the presence of Christ the King, the Messiah, the Savior foretold by prophets and angels. Mary pondered these things in her heart as she held the Son of God come to earth to do the Father's will. Mary was a young girl when the angel visited her with the news she would bear the Messiah. This news was shocking, to be sure, but Mary, a faithful woman, answered, "I am the Lord's servant. Be it unto me according to your will."
As Mary pondered the events going on around her, she praised God with joyous song, magnifying and glorifying God's grace to her and all humankind.
As we read about Mary, we wonder what she might have expected from her promised child. As she was watching him grow, did she know all what his life held?
We know she considered him her savior.
She delivered him into the world, and he would one day deliver the world.
Did she anticipate the miracles of healing?
Or raising the dead to life?
Did she ever think he could walk on water?
Or calm the storm with his hand?
Did she know, as we do, that she held God's incarnate in her arms?
that he was and is the Lord of all creation, the ruler of all nations.
Mary's sleeping child was heaven's perfect lamb.
The great I am. The moment was a holy one. In the stable, in the town prophesied hundreds of years before, the silence as the baby slept rang of joy and peace.
Thank you.
At this time, we invite our children forward.
Thank you.
Each year, we hear the story of Jesus, of Mary and Joseph's obedience, of the shepherds' amazement, of the Magi's journey, and our hearts are filled. We are moved, like the angels and the shepherds,
to do what Jesus commanded his people of all ages to do.
Go tell it!